This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Japan's prime minister said today he wants to bring some of the country's nuclear power plants back online. That reverses a decision to phase out nuclear following the Fukushima disaster. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is with us from Tokyo with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why does Prime Minister Abe want to bring these nuclear plants back online?
Well, certainly according to his speech today in Parliament, it's because Japan needs energy security. It doesn't have any resources of its own, doesn't have any oil or coal or natural gas. So, you know, nuclear has always been the option that gives Japan its own energy security. And the other is cost. Japan is now importing huge volumes of natural gas and oil and other fossil fuels from around the world. And that's put up its import bill, and Japan is now running a massive trade deficit for the first time in post-war history.
Well, obviously, it was a very popular decision following the Fukushima disaster to shut down the nuclear plants. So is there opposition to restarting some of them?
There is massive opposition to restarting them. And I think Mr. Abe's speech essentially was saying, we're going to try and do this, but there were lots of ifs and buts. I am somewhat skeptical that he's ever going to get them all back online, because the bar is being set much, much higher for them to be reopened. There's a whole new set of regulations coming out this summer. The nuclear power industry is going to have to do lots of modifications to these plants to be allowed to reopen them. So, you know, some saying the bill may be $11 billion just to get these plants back online. So whether it will really ever happen, we'll have to wait and see.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks as always.
Thank you.